Now I would like to invite the boys and girls, members of our church school program, to come forward for a few minutes. And Chris Parker, our religious education director, will be offering our children's story for all ages this morning. So come on down, everyone. How's everybody today? Okay. Starting to look like springtime out there, right? Yeah. Didn't, like I said before, didn't feel like it yesterday. Took my dog for a walk and about halfway around the block and realized I was freezing. Yeah. Today's a little better. Well, Chris Parker, our religious education director, is going to do the story for you. It looks like she's got some help too.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to hand this off to you then.
All right, thank you. I'm going to share a story with you about Transition by Doris Stickney. Down below the surface of a quiet pond lived a little colony of water bugs. They were a happy colony living far away from the sun. For many months, they were very busy scurrying around over the soft mud on the bottom of the pond. They did notice that every once in a while, one of their colonies seemed to lose interest in what everyone was going on with their friends, and clinging to the stem of a lily pad, it gradually moved up out of sight and was seen no more. "Look," said one of the water bugs to another, "one of our colony is climbing up the lily stalk. Where do you suppose she's going?" Slowly went. Even as they watched, the water bug disappeared from sight. Her friends waited and waited, but she did not return. "Well, that's funny," said one water bug to another. "Wasn't she happy here?" said the other one. "Where do you suppose she went?" wondered a third, and no one had an answer. They were greatly puzzled. Finally, one of the water bugs, a leader in the colony, gathered his friends together. "I have an idea. The next time one of us climbs the lily stalk, we must promise to come back and tell the others where he or she went and why." "We promise," they all said simultaneously. One spring day, not long after that, the very water bug who had made the suggestion and made the plan found himself climbing up the lily stalk. Up, up, up he went. And before he knew what was happening, he had broken through the surface of the water and fallen onto a broad green lily pad above. Weary from the journey, he fell asleep. And when he woke up, he looked around with surprise. He could not believe what he saw. A startling change came to his old body. His movement revealed 4 silver wings and a long tail. Even as he struggled, he felt an impulse to move his wings, and the warmth of the sun dried to the moisture from the new body. He moved his wings and he suddenly found himself above the water. He had turned into a dragonfly. He began swooping and dipping in great curves. He flew through the air and he felt exhilarated in this new atmosphere. The new dragonfly lighted happily on a lily pond to rest, and it was then he chanced to look down below the surface. Why, he was right above his colony of water bugs. There they were, scurrying about, just like he'd been doing some time ago. And then the dragonfly next time one of us who climbs up the lily stalk will come back and tell where he or she went and why. Well, without thinking, the dragonfly darted down, but he bounced. He bounced up. He couldn't, once as soon as he hit the surface of the water. Now that he was a dragonfly, he could never go into the water. "I can't return," he said in dismay. "I tried, but I can't keep my promise. Even if I go back, no one is going to recognize me with my new body. I guess I'll just have to wait until they become dragonflies, too. And then they'll understand what happened to me and where I went." And the dragonfly winged off happily into its wonderful new world of sun and air.
Eating bugs.
And that is our story.
All right.
You can wing off happily to your classes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. That was a very, very delightful story. Hope you have a good time in your classes this morning. It's always a joy to have them spend some time with us here at the beginning of the service and see the vibrancy of our religious education program here.